Good evening, everyone. We're going to welcome you all here. On the front here, it says, "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." So I think we'll hear some more about that. So I invite you just to join in as we worship the Lord together. And before we go any farther, then let's, if you all can stand, everybody you can, we'll have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for all you have done for us. Helps to be thankful all the time, not just this time of the year, but to think about all you've done for us. I think that we can have our school like this and with us as we listen to these words here, that we would just realize how majestic you are and how much we need you. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Okay, well, thank you, children, for the songs you had already. It sounded like we're in for a little treat here, so we'll turn the time over to Miss Grace and her in the first grade.
One hand can lift the soul.
One word can frame the goal. One candle can wipe out darkness.
One laugh can conquer gloom.
One hope can raise your spirits.
One touch can show you care.
One life can make the difference.
Be that one today!
Tall and strong.
How do you grow so
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day,
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Fear shall not come nigh thee.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, which thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the giant shall thou trample on your feet.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Do we not hear thy Lord, follow, beloved?
Should a king come on a star?
Hereby I know that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
There is no fear in love, perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and he hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother, and he hath seen, how can he love God, and he hath not seen?
And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got North and South America in his hands. He's got Europe, Asia, Africa in his hands. He's got Australia and Antarctica in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, he's got the Arctic Ocean. In his hands, he's got the Atlantic Ocean. In his hands, he's got the Pacific Ocean, too. He's got the whole.
Of the earth?
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
That bringeth the princes to nothing, and maketh the judges of the earth as vanity.
Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth,
and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble.
To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?
Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things, that brings out their host by number. He calls them all by names, and by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not unfailing.
Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest thou, Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?
Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, who created the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Make them
Enter by the narrow gate. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide, the way is easy, that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. Enter by the narrow gate. Enter by.
It's not.